vídeo. Good morning, good morning. I'm having so much fun this morning, especially after a rally like yesterday. Oh, so anybody attending French Tupperware Lydia Ma rally tonight, be there, be square. It was so amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I was sharing with Monique how I absolutely loved how Monique, we saw the passion behind this much per week, per day, and you're absolutely going to crush the month of May. So it's our capacity to see ahead of time. What did somebody say? You have to see ahead of time, a little bit like a movie, a preview of this month's coming attraction. So if you're able to do a preview in your mind, you're just going to change totally your trajectory. Anyways, going back to the podcast today, my friends, from good to great, it's truly, 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 oh my God, what I have lived over 41 years. And it's a process. It's a process attracting the right people. And this is why I want to remind everyone on the podcast, The Millionaire of the Diamonds, here the mission is to level up. I want to attract people who want to be a better version of themselves. I want to attract people that are intentional about every day saying, what can I do? What's that one thing I can do to have surpassed myself? Those are the kind of people I want to surround myself with. Because when you have big, audaciously ambitious, hairy goals, and you don't have the right people around you, it's tough. It's really tough to hang on to that vision and make it happen. And the second thing is, once you've got these right people, you know, in the Millionaire of the Diamonds, in my multi-level marketing business, now we can accomplish that vision. So what is that vision? Being debt-free, having a lot of money to help the people in need. I know Melanie Miller, she's got now this idea behind her head to go see her daughter Hannah in Toronto and helping her with really getting that home settled in as much as possible. Because Melanie, you were sharing yesterday, the way you helped her moving, the boxes are still there. It's like nothing happened between the day she moved and today. So she's going to go back. But you can do that, Melanie, because you have money. If we don't have money, we can't help our own family. We can help the people we love around us. So that is the mission. That is the vision of the diamond. So today we're going to dive into this chapter a little bit deeper, but it is so amazing. We're just going to do one subtitle in chapter 3, and that is, it's who you pay and not how you pay them or how much you pay them that makes your company go from good to great. So everybody in multi-level marketing business, I need you to listen to this. If you have friends that are in sales, if you have friends that are in the business world, it's time to tag them, to share, to send by messenger. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Marie-Pierre to how to share the contest, the awards. And here we have, with 6 inches heels to be the same height as me, Marie-Pierre.
Oh, my hair. I think I'm
taller. Hang on. Me too. I'm going to do this look. Oh.
Okay. So, yes. You want to share the podcast everywhere so you can take the text that Mara prepared for us this morning so you can just copy paste when you share so people understand why they should listen to the podcast this morning. So if you are on Podbean or on Facebook, just decide where you write your comment. Just click on the arrow so you can share on all your social media platform, but you can also share by messenger or by text message. So if you have someone that you want to make sure that they listen to the podcast this morning about the work ethic, go and share by messenger or by text message. That's the best way to make sure that, yes, they will click on the link and listen to the podcast this morning. And then we have all our contests that will end next week. So, of course, for everyone who contributes on our Facebook group, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so when you post, when you put a reaction, a comment, you will be in the draw for accessory bag, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. Oh, I have them today.
Yay! Yay! Look, guys.
I'm so excited. Okay, so the accessory bag that we have, so for the everyone who contributes, and of course for everyone, our top five will get the new notebook.
Oh, the new notebook!
I'm so excited that
it's still, guys, it's still in the packaging, okay? Mm. So you know what? We're going to draw one in French, and we're going to draw two.
Yes. I don't know if they speak French or English.
Oh, okay. Anyway, if it's an English winner, we have it in English. And if it's a French winner, we have it in French. Isn't it beautiful, guys? Okay, I just took it out of the package. Like, it smells like the print shop. Look at Melanie.
New.
Look at Melanie. Don't you love it now?
Melanie is really excited that we are together this morning. She doesn't like it. We are too loud. Okay. And then for everyone who invites someone new to the group, for everyone who will join the group during the month, you will be in the draw for an accessory bag. And then for everyone, when you receive your new books from Les Millionnaires des Diamants, make sure that you post and you tag Maria Mereno, you tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And I know that we have a lot of people who already got the new books. So we have the quiz book, the new quiz book. We have the one for confidence, and we have the first one that is the 10 step to $1 million of sales. She's looking for her books. It's okay, Maria. And you have the agenda. So when you receive it, post it, and you will be in the draw to win an accessory bag, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And of course, we have Les Millionnaires des Diamants boutique, so you will see all the merch for Les Millionnaires des Diamants. Maria is really excited this morning. Oof. I think it's not just because I'm here.
For the passport. Passaport. Look at that. I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay. So, yes, you will find that.
Okay.
So, you will be in the draw when you put your order in on our Shopify. You will be in the draw for an accessory bag. When you receive it, take your picture, post it on the group, and again, we'll be in the draw for an accessory bag.
Okay. I'm so excited. So, once again, thank you to Marie-France Toupin, to Lise, to Jacqueline Stockley for taking care of our Facebook group, doing the lives. I thank Matthew and all this incredible team that is so welcoming. And I thank you guys on Zoom because, you know, I'm like a little child. I need an audience. If I don't have an audience, you know those kids, as soon as family came over, they start doing tap dancing or something. Well, that was me. That was me being a child. Okay, so let's dive in. The segment, it's who you pay, not how you pay them. I'm in multi-level marketing business, and everybody can make $25,000 a month director bonus. Everybody can make $50,000 a month director bonus. Why aren't they making it? Because they don't have the value system to reach that level of success. What do you mean, Maria? Well, if money were the ultimate motivator, right, wouldn't everybody strive to become the best, chasing the highest paycheck, especially in my field where sky is only the beginning? So yes, there's a different story here today that I want to share. So in our second book, where is the book? I don't have to. Oh my God. You know what? It is so obvious where I put it that, thank you, Melanie, that I couldn't find it. It was right here ready for me to show you. Okay. So we have our first book, which you must embrace, which is chapter one, your why, your mission, and your goals. And, you know, it was funny, Melanie, because at the SFL, everybody, you know, going, oh, I finally understand. But it's in the book. It's in the book. It's chapter one. You know, it's chapter one. This here is for you, an outline, these books, how to be successful in your own business, period. And I just wanted to make sure before, you know, I leave the industry that everything we did, we bottled it. And that's thanks to Alan Miller, Melanie's husband, which one day he said to me, I don't understand why Tupperware doesn't take what you guys are doing, being growing, and bottle it and make sure that everybody can not duplicate it, but replicate it. So this is exactly what we're doing. So in chapter one of the conference, because it's going to be three books in all. The next one is coming out in November. In chapter one, you have to determine what are your values. And I'm going to stick to that particular subject. Because when you attract people with the same values, now you can go from good to great. But until you don't have these people with the same values, our principles may be different and our priorities may be different. And I'll give you a quick example. So I married Mohammed. Mohammed is Algerian. I'm Italian. He's Muslim. I'm Catholic. I want you to understand our principles are different and our priorities are different. We especially our priorities, like they're so different. But this is the proof that success is in having the same values. Success is in having, and there's one thing that me and Mohammed do have in common. It is our values. Being leaving generational wealth. This is a value. We both have that value. So none of us waste our money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it'd be very hard for me if he didn't have that value to see him wasting thousands of dollars a day because he can. My God, I divorce him. You understand? Our values, family. We have this, you know, we have the same. So last night I said to Marika, I went home. My brother-in-law from Algeria is here. My house was full of people. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. The dogs are barking. I mean, if he didn't marry a wife with the same values, you know, last night would have been a couple's fight. I got to work tomorrow. But we have the same values. Anyways, I could go on and on and on. When it comes to my business, I want to talk about Annie Marchand. Annie Marchand, when we recruited her, principles and her priorities were completely different. For her, it was party time, principles, hers and mine, completely different. But we did have the same values. So what are you talking about, Maria? Her work ethic, her excellence, her loyalty. She always delivered. I knew that when I delegated something to her, she would even over-deliver. So Melanie Miller is going to go scientifically. What does research actually reveal? But what I can tell you here, the day I started being very clear about I was looking for unapologetically, audaciously ambitious people. Remember, Melanie, the meetings? If you are somebody that you start work at 8 o'clock and you arrive at work at 8 o'clock, you won't be successful in my Tupperware business. The day I started being very clear about that, if you start work at 8 o'clock and you get there at 7:45 and probably even make coffee for everybody, even if you're always making coffee for everybody, I would say, I want you on my team. The day I began being very loud about who I want on my team. If you go to bed and your sink is full of dishes, you don't join me because it won't work. But if you go to bed and your sink is always empty, join me. The day I started being loud, that's when my company went from good to great. And until I didn't have the right people on the bus, and then as the years evolved to get, you know, I made Annie do some things that were not good for her. And maybe I would have lost her. But the day I sat her in the right seat on the bus, the rest is history. The same thing with Melanie Miller. You know, she was the right person in the bus. We had the same values. But I had to put her in the right seat. If I didn't put Melanie in the right seat, I would have lost. Marie-Pierre, the same thing. This is the key to success. And today, this is what you're going to be leaving with. So with no further ado, over to my scientific friend, Dr. Melanie Miller.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry, they caught me out this morning. That was a quick intro. How are you, everybody? I hope you're having a great day. And I really, really enjoyed planning for this morning, this morning's podcast. Last week, we established that good to great companies make a big emphasis on who they employ before they decide on the vision and the direction they are going. In their studies, the researchers expected to find that there would be a high correlation between the good to great executives and how much they got paid. They expected to see that the good to great executives were the most highly rewarded. Not so. Surely money must be a great motivator for them all to perform well. But they were shocked to find that there was no such correlation. There was no evidence to support their theory that the good to great executives would have the best compensation plans. They performed several comparisons between many executives to try and find a pattern, whether it was salary or stock options or cash bonuses. There was no correlation. There were no differences between the good to great companies compared to the comparison companies. Only one factor stood out, and that was that the good to great executives received slightly less total cash compensation 10 years after their transition compared to the still mediocre companies. That is not to say that the executives' compensation is irrelevant. The chief executives were still really well paid, but not in a way that would explain why their performance was so much better. The executive compensation was deemed not to be a distinguishing variable for an organization moving from good to great. This relates back to the WHO principle. It's not how you compensate your executives, but which executives you have to compensate. The right executives and people have the determined will to achieve everything in their power to make their company great. Anything else is not acceptable. They have a moral code. It is not changed by a compensation plan. The right people will do the right things and will deliver the right results. They are, and all of that is independent of the compensation plan. In our MLM company, Les Diamants, we see this behavior in action every day. First of all, our leader, Maria, does not need the compensation plan she has received from Tupperware to live the life she lives. Everything she earns from Tupperware is a bonus to what she is already earning from passive investments. However, she is and always has been timeless in her endeavors. She puts many hours into the business, whether it is doing well or not so well, because she wants Les Diamants to be legendary, to be great, to be the best. Her motivation is not money. Her motivation is to be the best company we can be, and she will do everything she can to achieve it. And she chooses to work with people who have the same moral code for work ethic. We talked last week about selecting the right people. One company moved their whole business to employ the right people. We all know that farmers have inbuilt moral code for work ethic. They rise, they go to bed early, they get up at dawn, they work really hard during the day, and they repeat, do it all the time. And what is great is they do all this without any fanfare, without any announcement. Look at me, I'm getting up again at 4:30 this morning. And they just get on with what they have to do. So in an area that is predominantly farming, there are many people with great work ethic. Nucor Steel decided that you can't teach a farmer work ethic to people who don't have it, but you can teach farmers how to make steel. So they moved their business to Indiana, Nebraska, and Utah, rather than stay in the typical steel belt areas. They employed people from the community. They ejected people who did not have a good work ethic. Having a turnover of 50% employees in the first year, followed by a very low turnover in subsequent years. They paid their steel workers the best, but it was based on a pay around a team bonus method where 50% of their revenue was based on the work of their team of 20 to 40 people. Lazy people, were not well accepted. They did not try to make lazy people into hard workers, but to make an environment where hard-working people would thrive and lazy people would leave of their own accord. Newcore amended the phrase that states, "People are your most important asset," to "The right people are your most important asset." In our MLM, we are looking for the right people all the time. We want people who have a good work ethic. They are the people that thrive and succeed, each at their own pace and each at their own level of success. As trivial as it sounds, people who make their bed every day have a good work ethic. It is easy not to make your bed or pick up the clothes in your bedroom because nobody else sees that part of your living life. The people who do it every day are doing it because they want to. They can't imagine not doing it. And it is a great indicator because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. People would never join the Marines if they were inherently lazy. Just the adverts about the Marines leave them in no doubt of the types of things they would be subjected to, the freezing water, the muddy terrains. The Marines have a reputation for building people's values, but they build the right people's values. They recruit people with the right core values and build on that. In an MLM business, are we recruiting the right people? And maybe a question to ask is, do you make your bed every day? Even if you can only do your side because your husband is in the other side. And to find out if we have the right work ethic, let's see what Marie-Pierre has to offer us today.
Yes! Marie, I got from?
That's not me. It's you.
Oh, it's me. Okay. That's funny. That never happens. Okay. So, yes. Thank you, Melanie. I have a quiz for you this morning about all the work ethics. So, the work ethic is a set of values based on the principle of discipline and hard work. So, understanding your own work ethic will help you identify areas of your strength, but those who needing improvement. So the quiz use everyday scenario to give you a clearer picture of your action, your habits, and your attitude when we talk about work and responsibility. So let's start. We have 10 questions that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each question. So number one, do you make your bed every morning? Yes, I do it without fail. B, most days unless I'm running late. C, occasionally when I remember. Or D, no, I hardly ever make my bed. Question number two. How do you handle deadlines at work or at school? A, I always finish tasks ahead of schedule. B, I meet deadlines most of the time. C, I struggle but usually get it done on time. Or D, I often miss deadline or finish at the last minute. Question number three. When you commit to a plan with friends, how often do you follow through? A, always, I rarely cancel plans. B, usually, unless something important comes up. C, sometimes I have to cancel if I'm too busy. Or D, I often cancel if I don't feel like going anymore.
And you know, I know a lot of people. I have to butt in 2 seconds. I know so many people that cancel all the time. Ah!
Absolutely! I know when we organize something with Farley Diama, there's some names, oh, they say yes, but I don't count as a yes because we know that they won't be there. Okay, so now number four. Number four, how often do you volunteer for extra tasks or projects? A, frequently, I like to take on new challenge. B, sometimes when I know it will benefit me. C, rarely, only if it's really necessary.
or D, never. I do enough as it is.
You want me to tell you how many people I know? I do enough as it is. It's bad when we're together.
Yeah. Maria, look at the time. That's funny. Okay, so usually she does that, but on her own, so we don't have to listen. Okay, next question. So, number 5. Are you punctual for work or other appointment? A, yes, I'm usually early. B, I'm on time for most appointments. C, I tend to be a few minutes late. Or D, I struggle with being on time.
The bridge was trafficking.
Number 6. How do you handle tasks that you dislike? A, I get them done first to focus on better things. B, I push through them as necessary. C, I delay as long as possible, but will eventually do it. Or D, I try to avoid them or pass them to someone else. Question number 7. How do you manage household chores like cleaning or doing the dishes? A, I have a schedule and I stick to it religiously. B, I keep things tidy most of the time and do chores regularly. C, I do chores when I notice things getting messy. Or D, I tend to wait until absolutely necessary or someone else does it. Question number 8. What is your approach to maintaining personal items like organizing your wardrobe or cleaning your car? A, I regularly organize and clean my personal items, everything has its place. B, I maintain them fairly well, though it can get a bit disorganized at times. C, I organize or clean them only when it starts to bother me. Or D, I rarely organize or clean until it's unavoidable.
Don't laugh.
Question number 9. When it comes to returning calls or email, how do you handle it? A, I respond promptly, usually the same day. B, I return calls or email within a reasonable time frame. C, I sometimes put off returning calls or email until later. Or D, I often forget or avoid returning calls or email. And the last question, number 10, how do you handle grocery shopping or meal preparation? A, I plan my meals and shop regularly to ensure that I have what I need. B, I manage to get grocery and cook meals, though it's not always as planned. C, I often end up buying takeout because I haven't shopped or planned. Or D, I don't plan and mostly eat out or make do with what's at home. So now you can calculate how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's that you get there. So if you have mostly A's, your work ethic is exemplary. So you demonstrate a high level of discipline, organization, and proactive behavior in both your personal and professional life. If you have mostly B's, you have a solid work ethic with occasional laughs while you generally handle responsibility, and enhancing your planning and consistency will bring even better results. If you have mostly C, your work ethic shows variability, so you may procrastinate or avoid tasks until they become unavoidable. So focus on developing a more consistent habit and reducing the tendency or to delay tasks, which could improve your overall efficiency and stress level. And if you have mostly D's, you might struggle with a reactive approach to responsibility, so often waiting until the last minute or needing external prompt to act. So this can lead to unnecessary stress or missed opportunities for advancement. So you want to consider major adjustments in how you approach the daily task. So you want to create a routine or use reminder to help you have a better view of your daily task and responsibility. So of course, like any quiz, if you answer honestly, you know where you need to work on and what your already your strength. So of course, it's something that you can do this quiz again in a few months or maybe next year, and you will see something completely different because you decide to take action on that and work on your work ethic. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.